Welcome back to the Spending Time with Jesus podcast. My name is Sam. I'm on staff here as the family's pastor at Antioch, and I love getting to be a part of this resource. I think I say that every time I open the podcast because it's true. I love getting to be a part of helping people get started spending time with Jesus. This is so fun. So if you're new here, the reason we built this podcast is because we have found in our own lives, often the hardest part about spending time with Jesus is the getting started part. So we wanted to create a resource, a daily resource for you that can help you get over that initial hurdle. Side note, if you know other people that are trying to follow God with their lives, this is a great resource for them. This is a great reminder daily that, oh yes, I get to spend time with him. I get to know him, which is the relationship that Jesus purchased for us on the cross. He didn't die and then defeat everything, defeat sin and the grave, and then raise again. He didn't do all that just to give us a better relationship with God. He did all of that to give us the relationship he has with God. And when we read our Bibles, we see that he did what the Father was doing. He listened and he heard and then he did it. That's the relationship that's on the table for us today. He has prepared a table for us and we get to come and sit with him and be with him. We're choosing that this morning in this podcast. We are choosing to, above every other decision or every other direction we could go today, we're choosing to come to him, to know him, and to be with him today. So the way that this podcast works is we'll give you a handful of promptings at the end of the podcast to work through that we believe will help you get started spending time with him. They're not meant to be everything you do today just to help you get started, but they don't work just because they're promptings. Like, it's not like a checklist thing that you get to do and then find yourself in his presence. Now, we believe he is always with us, but leaning in, saying, I want to know you, I give you my heart today, repenting, turning aside, coming to him. If you come in and work through these promptings with that heart posture, I promise you, you will meet with God today. And what's really encouraging is that no matter what, if you read the Bible, which is always one of the promptings you get, spoiler alert, if you are reading the Bible, you're hearing from God. That's what we believe. So we're going to hear from God today. We're going to open our Bibles together. Let's jump in. The way that we build this podcast is we look to the previous Sunday sermon and we unpack the last thing that God spoke to us. He spoke to us corporately, but also individually. And we lean into that because we believe that's an invitation from him into relationship with him. Everything he speaks to us is an invitation to press in. If you think about it, anytime Jesus was speaking to people, they either leaned in or not. They didn't. They either had soft hearts or hard hearts. And in these moments, we're saying, I choose to have a soft heart. The things I read, I may not understand, but I'm still leaning in and choosing to pursue relationship with him today. That's what we're going to do. If you missed this past Sunday sermon, as we go back and look at it, my prompting for you today is to go back and participate in the sermon. The way you would do that is either watch it on YouTube or iTunes, listen to it on iTunes or Spotify. You would participate by doing that and by reading along anytime scripture is read and by taking some notes. That's how you participate. If you were able to participate this previous Sunday's in this previous Sunday sermon, let's jump in. You would know that we were continuing our Letters from Jesus sermon series, and we were in the Message to Philadelphia, or the Letter to Philadelphia. And again, these are from God to us today. Yes, it's Jesus speaking to this specific church in Philadelphia, but this letter finds itself in the Bible, which means it is for us today. Let that stir your faith. God is speaking to you right now. And we read those verses 7 through 13. So Revelation chapter 3, verses 7 through 13. We're going to read those here together, and then I'm going to give you your promptings. The Message to Philadelphia. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, he who is holy, who is true, who has the key of David, who opens and no one will shut, and who shuts and no one opens, says this, I know your deeds. Behold, I have put before you an open door which no one can shut, because you have a little power and have kept my word and have not denied my name. Behold, I will cause those of the synagogue of Satan who say that they are Jews and are not, but lie, I will make them come and bow down at your feet and make them know that I have loved you. Because you have kept the word of my perseverance, I also will keep you from the hour of testing. To test those who dwell on the earth, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, so that no one will take your crown. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar of the temple, a pillar in the temple of my God, and he will not go out from it anymore. And I will write on him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and my new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Your prompting today is to read through this, to write it out. Write out these scriptures. What is it, like 6 verses? Write it out. Sometimes that helps me meditate on what I'm reading. It helps me focus on what he's trying to say to me. So grab your journal, grab a piece of paper, whatever it is, write it out at least once. And to consider specifically these 2 verses. Verse 8, I know your deeds. Behold, I have put before you an open door which no one can shut, because you have a little power and have kept my word and have not denied my name. Consider this. Have you kept his word and have you not denied his name? I want you to consider those questions today out of that verse, verse 8. I'm going to pray for you as you get started. Holy Spirit, we need you in this moment to come and speak to us concerning these things. Open our eyes to these scriptures. Speak to us in the ways that you're wanting to speak to us. We're leaning in with soft hearts this morning. And come and speak to us. Tell us, show us where we've kept his word or not. And show us, have we carried his name or have we denied his name? We need you in these moments to lead us in your loving kindness to repentance. We're submitting to that today. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen.